This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
World's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, is here. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. This is the weirdest freaking thing. Because Gary goes, I had a prediction come true.
Oh.
That's what I said. Almost to the word.
What did we miss? What prediction came true?
Well, and then, I don't know, Gary, I don't know if you heard me yell it at you whilst we were going into the break. Tornado hits LA County. This morning.
Okay.
I don't know, but anchors are smiling, so I don't think it's, obviously, I don't think it's, you know, devastation.
Sure.
So to speak, but I saw a building getting tore up. But along those lines, remember in Gary's 2023 predictions.
I see the water flows around the world changing and greater than ever before. And this will also change landscapes.
Actually, I'm going to play a little bit further. I cut it off here because I make a stupid joke in just a second. What a shock. But I'm going to let this go.
All these, you know, things, you know, the crazy predictions of California falling.
Of California falling into the ocean.
Falling into the ocean or, sure. Or whatever, right?
Finally. yeah, but tell me about California right now and the atmospheric river and the water flows and the landslides. And how California is the landscape has changed, and how it's all crazy up at Mammoth and Big Bear and all of that, and how all through the IE and all along the coastline, and how it's all just crazy because of all the rain they've had.
It's insane.
And tell me that that's not a prediction come
true.
No,
that's a prediction come true right there. That's crazy.
World's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Bravo.
Good job, dude.
Thank you. Nice work.
Golf clap.
Thank you.
Nice work. You can get a private reading with Gary at 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. I'm oddly drawn to this call, and I'm not sure why. Sherry, you've waited on hold for quite a while to say that you feel kind of low.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Well, yeah, you heard me talking to you. I said you're. You know where. You know where. You heard the phone go clear. You're good.
I can barely hear you. Sorry, I don't know if it's my phone or just me because I'm not feeling well.
Maybe because you're not feeling well. Tell us more about it.
Okay. Yeah, I've been feeling sick, unwell. I mean, I've been trying to fight a cold and nausea, but I still feel off, dizzy, not myself, like unfocused, trouble thinking, just weird.
Have you been to the doctor? Like, have you been to a doctor?
No, I don't really have the money right now, and I don't have insurance. So,
because it sounds like calls. Yeah, it sounds like calls you don't need a psychic for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. but on the flip, Gary, is this an energy thing?
Well, it's partially an energy thing. Of course, everything's energy, but it's affecting her physically. You physically have two or three things going on with you. You have an inner ear thing that makes you dizzy, and then you have a thyroid issue with your thyroid. You need to have a scan of your thyroid because one side of your thyroid is it looks kind of bigger than the other side, which. Okay, that's usually a thyroid. Usually a thyroid looks like a little ball in your throat, a little round ball, but yours is a little warped, and so that concerns me. And it has a discord of energy, which the energy don't feel right. So you need to have that really looked at. You see, and then your gallbladder is acting up, and that's making you feel nauseated, and it's sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. That's what your thing is, right? Like you don't feel nauseated all the time. It's just sometimes.
No.
Yeah, that's your gallbladder, and then your pancreas is acting strange, and so I think your blood sugar is fluctuating.
Yes,
so you need to
it sure does.
Oh, okay. And so, but these are your issues, but you can always go to the emergency room and say, hey, I'm freaking out. And so to just not go to a doctor's is not good. And so there's different things you can do. You got to really, don't just think you can't go to any doctor anywhere because you can't. And so because I think you probably need to get some of these things checked out a little bit, especially the thyroid thing and the gallbladder, because when the gallbladder gets a little worse and a little worse, you're going to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
But you don't want to, you don't want to go there with it blowing up inside of you, you see.
Rather go by choice.
Yeah.
Right.
So you see me feeling better soon once I get this all looked at?
Yeah, I don't, none of those things are, in my opinion, life-threatening, but you need to address them before they, it gets kind of worse. But now I cleared your energy. You had a thing going on, and everybody's kind of got this little thing going where they feel like they're in a lull. And I say everybody, not everybody. Some people are above it, but a lot of people are in that lull, and they are getting sick and or dying. And there's energies, there's these dark energies on the planet making that happen. And I'm doing a whole webinar, if you would, this weekend on Sunday on just the dark energies that attack our physical health. And it's my master class on Sunday. You can go to GarySpivey.com and see it. See how to go there and see this. And so because it'll make you understand the meditations to pull this off of you. I just pulled it off of you. See how your feet are hot now?
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
And you got real warm inside. Okay, that's light going into your body. And you can do that with you can meditate and do the same thing. And so, but I just did it. But there, that's what I see. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, hang in there.
Thank you.
Hang in there. Yeah, it'll get better.
You. Yeah, I'll get better. Thank you.
All right, pal.
Good
Have
luck.
Have a good day. It was interesting just the, because I like it to be a little more specific.
Yeah.
Then I just feel bad. But it was, sometimes you can just tell that people need help.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes you can just tell. So, Robin, this is the funny thing, and it's funny. It's funny to me. This is part of, it's like going to the car wash and going, yeah, can you dry my car too? Because that's just part of the deal.
Okay.
Like literally the, because you're asking Gary to clear your energy, right?
My friend's energy.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't see the whole thing, but...
I'm good. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Gary, explain how it just kind of works.
Yeah, anytime I talk to anyone, I clear their energy and everything around them. And so, if I don't, I can't see everything psychically. So I have to. In other words, it's sort of a thing I have to do. But I'm always doing that because I just want everybody to be okay. And so, I'm able to clear your energy, your son's energy. He's got little anger boxes on him. How old is he?
Who?
Your son?
Daughter. No daughter.
Your daughter.
Who he was rejected years ago. Quinn.
The phone cut out a little bit.
Yeah, so are we talking about your son or your daughter?
I'm talking about my friend who's currently living with me, who is massively depressed and life just sucks.
Can we stay focused? Can we stay focused there? Because all of a sudden now we're not sure whether we're talking about a son or a daughter and some other prediction and all this other stuff. So could we stay focused down to your son?
I don't have a son.
Well, she said that, right?
What are you pointing at me?
Oh, nothing. I think the phone cut out a little bit when we were talking about it, so I couldn't hear what she said. I thought she said friend, but I guess,
Did you say friend?
Friend.
Oh, friend.
I have a friend living with friend. Me. She needs to be cleared really badly.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so,
all.
Okay, so let's start again. So friend, not son. We all heard son. Yeah, we all heard son.
Sorry, the phone's cutting out, so it's a hard.
No, it just it happens sometimes.
I don't need any more kids.
Well, I think you've got one with your friend living there. So sometimes you'll help out friends and you'll end up almost adopting. And so I just see she's got a lot of, when I was reading the person you were focusing on, I saw all these anger boxes around her and in her. So there's a lot of anger. She's mad, right?
Yes, all the time.
All the time. Just mad. And so to be around that is very lethal. It beats you up to be around an angry person. And so and she creates her own chaos. And so I'm just clearing the little anger boxes and big anger boxes off her. Anytime I see somebody that's got this configuration of energy around them, it looks like she's got a black box on her head and on her heart. Mm-hmm. That means she's mad about love. She's mad about love, and she's mad about from the heart level, and she's mad in her head at everybody and everything that moves. And so, but I cleared all these anger things off of her. This will help her feel better, but she has to really work hard to adjust her attitude, and she has to fix this. You see what I'm saying? And so it's going to take a little work, but it's worth doing the work now. I cleared, and she had a bunch of demons that were rage demons, had psycho demon around her. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Obsessive compulsive demons around her. You know, she looks better now. She looks better now. So good luck with that. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to peel back the layers.
Yeah.
So you can actually see what's really going on there. I'm gonna bang through two more really quick, only because, Allison, sorry about your divorce. I wouldn't wish it on. And I know you know this. I wouldn't wish it on. And now that you're going through it, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
No,
it's awful. Even if it's meant to be, it should be. We all know it's the right thing to do. Blah blah blah. It's just horrible.
It sucks. Yeah.
So you're trying to get out of it amicably. Well, reasonably amicably. Is that what I'm picking up on here?
Yes. I would love to just reasonably, amicably be grown-ups about the situation, be respectful towards one another. Unfortunately, he's not sharing that same point of view. He keeps saying how he wants to reconcile, but honestly, he only wants control, and he sees me as a walking checkbook. He's not in love with me. He does not love me. And it's sad that the relationship came to this point, but it's healthier for both of us to be the individual people.
What's the hold up? Oh, like he won't sign?
Yeah, he's like, I tried to work with him amicably. He doesn't want to do that. So I had to, send papers to him. And then he came back with some very unreasonable expectations and demands. And now we're at the point where everything except for alimony has been settled, and he wants to receive alimony and have me continue to pay the joint bills. And I can't afford to do all of that. And so I made a separate offer, and we're at the point that if he doesn't accept that offer, we have to go to trial, and it's going to be several thousand dollars more for me to be able to just be separated or divorced. And I would love to be able to do this amicably. My concern is, obviously finances, I'm not going to be able to afford all of that. And I'm just really hopeful that we're going to be able to come to that.
Gary, what do you see?
Well, I hope she loses. Here's why. Because if she can't work it out in her amicable situation, what she's got in her head, then she will go to court and you're going to come out way better. So by you not doing what you're trying to do right now, and you going on to court, they're going to look at this and they're going to go, what are you thinking, dude? You're shaking her down. I mean, if anybody looks at this face value, that's what they're going to see, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go to court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, he wants to go to court. So oblige him, and he's going to lose miserably. That's what I see. So,
right. Thank you. I'm just concerned about, paying for that up front.
You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it on the back end or now. So you may have to pay an attorney. But I see that when you write all this down on paper, he's going to look really bad. And I can't imagine any judge ruling in his favor. Don't think so.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Pay a little bit now as opposed to paying a ton forever.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And I know it seems like a lot a bit now, but yeah. it's comparatively.
Not,
I get where Gary's going with that.
Yeah.
No, I see that too. I just, it's been ongoing and I feel like I'm being worn down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, and that's what he wants. That's what he wants.
Yes.
And it's working. It's working. Don't let it work.
I hate this guy.
Thank you.
It's not the first time I've said that this week. I hate this guy. I don't even know him.
Hilarious.
I've said that more than once. All right. Good luck, Good Allison.
Thank you.
Seriously, call us back if you just need a pep talk. If you need to talk somebody through, have somebody talk you through it and remind you, call us. We'll take time.
Absolutely.
We'll find a way.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You're awesome. He doesn't deserve you. He doesn't deserve you or your money.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you later. Chanel, talk to us about this business. What kind of business is it?
Good morning. It is in the medical field.
Okay.
It's just crazy. I feel like I've been a wreck for the past 2 years that we've been open.
Do you sell weed? Do you sell weed?
Oh, yeah.
Why do I feel like you sell weed?
No, the total opposite.
What's the opposite?
Total opposite.
Maddie, what's the opposite of weed?
CBD.
Oh, sorry. What?
It's medication, CBD. But not that kind.
Okay. Is it essential oils?
Medication.
That might be in a funk.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So what's going on? So your partner's making things even worse.
Yes. It has been a nightmare, to say the least. I mean, I can't blame anybody, but I mean, I can in a bit as well. And I'm just trying to see if the business is salvageable or should we sell and create myself and my, my significant other, something else that will be more financial. Because right now we're not.
Okay. Well, here's what I see. I don't think you'll ever get along with the partner. Okay. It just don't seems like it seems like you guys don't even come close to seeing eye to eye. And so you wouldn't want to be in business with a partner that is not your partner. And right. so for that reason, I would figure out a way to get out of the business, buy it from them, sell it to them or sell it to someone else or, whatever you got to do to hang in there is not going to work out for you because you're just going to be miserable and it's not going to get any better. And so that's what I see. The business itself is not a bad business, though. I see the business is a pretty good business if you work the business and you don't have to deal with your partner.
Try to get rid of them. And if I can, I could continue doing good by myself.
I don't think that's what Gary said. I think that's what you wanted to hear. Am I right on this, Gary?
Well, yeah, and so in essence, you could she could work it any way she wants to, but she really just can't continue with the partner way they're doing it with the business because it's not a oneness energy. It's a crazy all over the place.
I heard you say sell the business to whoever you can. That's
well,
what
do whatever. Yeah, well, do that versus stay in business with somebody you're not happy with being in business with. But I think
she wants to push them out. She wants to push them out and keep the business.
Yeah,
they'll let you.
Exactly, Jack.
Yeah, well, they'll let you. You just got to pay them.
Yeah, you just got to buy them out.
Just buy them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I heard I heard the opposite. I heard you say sell it to them and get out and run. That's what
just
I
look at. Look at funding. See how you can get the money, to do that.
And then,
if you want to be your own.
Hey, and then after you get the money from your partner, could you give Allison a loan for her lawyer with the divorce? Just because I think we could all work together here. Is it the same
I'm trying to look for funding myself. It's crazy, this world. You can't find grants for small businesses. It's just horrible right now.
Well, I'm just saying, you got to ask all the questions. That's
why.
I'm just trying to help everybody that I can in the limited time that we have. So,
but I'll definitely have a coffee session with her. I think our energies can really help each other.
Yeah, because you both need to get rid of your partner.
Exactly.
You both need to find a way to get rid of the partner. That's what it is. All right. I think our work is done.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Fun. Thank you as well. I don't care what she's selling. I'm buying.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Right.
She's that good. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Have a great day. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. See you soon.
All right, then. Bye-bye. World's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.